Sunday Morning Magazine. More information about the show can be found on our social media platforms. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning, we're joined by Hannah Firestone. We're also joined by Patsy Bond. They're with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. It's our pleasure to welcome Betsy and Hannah back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
I'm good, Rodney. How are you?
We're glad to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you guys back. So refresh our memories. We've had you guys on with Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, which is a long name. And all right. So explain exactly what you guys do and tell us about what you do, if you will.
Sure. So we like to say CABVI as an abbreviation for that very long name. And the goal of our organization, the mission really, is to empower people who are blind or visually impaired to be independent. So we help people to adapt to severe vision loss. That's from tiny little babies to people in their hundreds. And we serve at, around 5,000 people each year.
All right. Look at that. So let's talk specifically about some of the services that you provide, and I'll name some of them and you explain exactly what they are. So access to technology services, what does that look like?
So actually that looks like either like large print software or speech software, many different ways that people can adapt to be able to use computers for their jobs, for their schooling, to buy all of their groceries online, just like you and I do.
All right, good. All right, what about early childhood and youth services?
Oh, when little tiny babies are born and their families find out their child is blind or visually impaired, we start with a lot of emotional support and a lot of education. And then we're also working to help that child use their remaining vision as much as they can, so that they have some functional vision if possible, or if not, so that they can adapt and use their other senses to learn, go to school right alongside other kids.
Okay. And when we had you on before, you talked about the music component and music therapy and how important that is for young people. Let's talk very briefly about that, if you will.
Sure. Well, music is a great motivator, and a child will work really hard to tap the drum in time with the song, or even to strum the guitar along with someone else, even if it's hand over hand. So a lot of the children we're working with have multiple disabilities, and music therapy helps them to improve their fine and gross motor skills. And also we have music groups, and that helps people to know they're not the only person with vision loss. That's children and adults.
Okay, good. So let's talk about – let's back up. I want to talk more about children, and I want to talk about the emotional component because, you know, it has to be devastating for a lot of parents when they find out an infant is born. Is that something that typically they know ahead of time, or is that something they know after birth?
Well, actually, the interesting thing is as our healthcare system has improved, there's more vision loss on both ends of the scale. So more children are being born – premature and surviving at very low birth rates, weight. And one of the last things that develops is your eyes. So we're serving a lot of children that not only have vision loss, but a lot of times they have all sorts of medical issues. On the other end of the scale, people are living a lot longer, right? So we're serving a lot of people that are over 100. So there was one year where we served 8 people that were over 100. So many different things that are improving in the health industry, and actually eye care is improving as well, but we're seeing children that have a lot of issues.
Okay, and what about the emotional support you provide for parents?
Sure. So most of the time, I would say I don't think most people really know their child's going to be visually impaired until the child is born. And you can't really ask a child, what can you see? So that's one of the things our early childhood intervention specialists are doing is as that baby is starting to develop, we're working with the family and working with the parents to see how much the child has as far as vision, using things like blinking lights and shiny toys and things that so the child can learn to track or maybe learn to see color. The parents need a lot of support, but what we're mostly doing is providing hope.
All right, there you go. And hope is very, very important. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to Patsy Bond. We're also speaking to Hannah Firestone. They're with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. They're here this morning to talk about an event coming up later this month. They'll tell us more about that in a second. Right now, we're talking about some of the services that they provide. Now, let's talk more about orientation and mobility. What does that look like? And tell us about those services.
Sure. So you've probably seen people who are blind or visually impaired traveling with a white cane, right? A white cane has a red tip, and but the white cane doesn't know how to go from the front door to the bus stop or get on the right bus or get off at the right place or how to find your way around wherever your school place, your workplace. So we actually work with people individually to learn their own routes and to create their own patterns of where they travel so that they feel very confident to be able to do that, to use public transportation, to go to work, to go to school, right alongside everyone else.
So let's talk about activities of daily living. That has to be very, very important, I would imagine. Tell us about those services.
Sure. So that's the adaptive things that people need to be able to do in order to live independently. So if you can't see very well, then how are you going to cook safely? Or how are you going to clean your apartment, do your laundry, or organize your finances? We also, of course, teach Braille. Braille is really important because you need an alphabet in order to be able to spell correctly and use grammar correctly. So that's something that we teach, and also children can learn that in schools. There's teachers of the visually impaired, many different ways that people adapt.
And again, this morning we're speaking to Patsy Bond, also speaking to Anna Firestone. They're with Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. For more information on the show, more information on our guests, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like us and follow us there. You can listen to us anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine. Or you can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Now, you guys have this cool event coming up. It's called Dining in the Dark. Hannah, tell us about the event. I know you guys are excited about it. It is November 20th. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. November 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hard Rock Casino. And Hard Rock Casino is actually our presenting sponsor this year. They've been an amazing partner to work with. And this is our fifth year doing Dining in the Dark. We're really excited to have it in person again. And if you don't know, if you're not familiar with the event, what we do is we have our guests put a blindfold on during the entree portion of the dinner to kind of, you know, have that experience of what it's like to eat without vision. It might seem like such a small thing. It's actually very difficult. I've definitely put the fork up to my mouth and there's been nothing on the fork. I was like, oh, I really thought I had a piece of chicken there.
Right.
So it's a really, really fun event. This year's theme is Wonderland. So we're playing off Alice in Wonderland. The colors are going to be very bright and fun, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with it this year.
Now, a couple of years ago, we had you in the studio, and you guys, I did a Dining in the Dark demonstration, and I still have that on my Facebook page, on the show's Facebook page. So if you go to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, our Facebook page, you can see that that video. It's still up there from 2 years ago, and it is quite a challenge to dine in the dark, and you think about those who are visually impaired that actually have to do that. And they don't have any choice. We can take off our blinds, but they cannot.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, even before you put the blindfold on, you can look at your plate, see where your chicken is, where your potatoes are, where your veggies are. Like, they don't really have the ability to do that. So I think it definitely gives our guests and our supporters that real lifelike moment of what we're doing and how we're helping the people that we serve.
Okay. And so the Wonderland theme, tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, we just wanted to be really fun and creative. So we're going to have a lot of different things around Wonderland. We are doing a special cocktail that we're serving.
And so we're talking about Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Alice in Wonderland. So we have a special cocktail that we're serving, which actually is going to have our Braille Ale that we've done as part of the cocktail.
Okay.
We're calling it the Cheshire Cat. It's very delicious. we are also encouraging people to wear a hat, you know, if you you've seen Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter, mm-hmm. And we're having a hat contest. So hopefully people will get really fun with it. We also are doing it.
So the church ladies that are listening and they have those fabulous
hats.
Yes, yes. Here's a chance to wear those. And
yeah, the church ladies, the people who go down to the derby and wear the really big fun hats.
So that hat gets a second use, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're trying to do.
All right, there you go. So you guys also have a silent auction, is that right?
Yes, we have a very large silent auction, and we have a couple raffles as well. We have a rare bourbon collection that we'll be raffling off, and a faux fur coat donated by Donna Salyer's Fabulous Furs from her Luxe collection. So we'll be raffling that off as well, and a big, big bucket of wine.
So explain that, a big, big bucket of wine.
It's just it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a very large bucket. I would say we have.
So do you have different wines?
Yes, bunch of different wine.
I get it now. Yeah. I was thinking a big bucket of wine.
Oh, just like, you know.
Yeah, but a trough of
bunch of liquid in a bucket.
yeah, but they're bottles of wine.
Yes, bottles of wine. I think we have at least 35 bottles. Okay. In the bucket. So if you like wine, it's a good deal. And you can also participate in the bourbon raffle, the wine raffle, and the silent auction online, even if you're not attending the event in person. So if you just go to our website, cincyblind.org/dining, you can bid on auction items. You can buy raffle tickets, even if you're not coming to the event in person.
Okay. And so let's talk about the dining in the dark component. You've been doing this for 5 years. This is going to be your fifth year. What do people say after having the dining in the dark experience? What do they say after they dine blindfolded? What kind of reaction and feedback do you guys get?
I mean, we get a variety of reactions. You know, I mean, some people will laugh during the event because, you know, it's something they've never experienced before. We do have a lot of people who will take their blindfold off after a few minutes because they're like, I'm trying to eat and I can't do it. And we have had so many people tell us that they really didn't know how hard just a simple task like that is. So we've had amazing reactions, and we've had a lot of supporters come out of this event because they realize how important the work that we are doing is to those who are visually impaired in our community.
All right. And finally this morning, why should our listeners come out and support this event?
They should definitely come out and support because, like we've said, it's going to be really, really fun. And because you're supporting a really great cause. You know, we do a lot of good for the people in our community who are blind or visually impaired. And they definitely rely on our services to help them live independent lives.
All right. And again, if our listeners would like more information on the event, Dining in the Dark, on November 20th, how can they find out more information?
Yeah, you just go to our website, www.cincyblind.org/dining, and we encourage everyone to participate online. You can purchase raffle tickets and bid on silent auction items.
All right. And Patsy, let me ask you this now. Volunteer opportunities. I know you guys are always looking for volunteers. Is that right?
We love our volunteers. And, you know, Rodney, we love volunteers, especially like you that have these beautiful radio voices, right? So we have our own radio station. It's called Radio Reading Services. And with this radio station, we're actually providing access to current printed information for people who can't hold a book, read, or turn a page. So this includes not only people who are blind or visually impaired, but also people that have learning disabilities or physical disabilities. This is available through our website, and it's also available. We send out free radios to people who need them. They can just plug it in and turn it on. It's 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Information that's important, like what's on sale at the grocery store. Information about elections and current events, travel information, the obituaries, the TV listings, things that people really need in order to participate in our community, the neighborhood newspapers, as well as like national newspapers, etc. We also have volunteers that can sit at home in the bathrobe at their kitchen table and read their section of the newspaper through the telephone. So we have a voicemail system that's called Personalized Talking Print. This allows people who can't listen to the radio at a specific time to call into the voicemail system and only read listen to the section of the newspaper they're interested in, like the New York Times or the front page of the Inquirer.
All right. And if our listeners would like more information about volunteer opportunities within Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, how can they find out more, Patsy?
They can reach us through the website at CINCYBLIND.org, or they can always call our main number and say they're interested in volunteering. That's 513-221-8558.
All right. Again, it's the Dining in the Dark event, Wonderland, November 20th at the Hard Rock Casino Event Center. Thank you, ladies, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking to Hannah Firestone and Betsy Bond with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. For more information or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is reach out to us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air, or Facebook, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.